All right, guys, just opening thoughts on the recent shootings and Black Lives Matter. And we'll start with you, Ms. Fuller.
I think that it's time for us to take a moment, to take a pause and look at the situation, not only through the lens of, you know, race, but through an historical lens that allows us to really take a look at how this compares to what we've been through in the past and how we can use that to make for a better future.
Jihad?
It's a lot to take in, and I feel like then me as a Black man, I definitely need the support of the community. We definitely need, you know, that reasoning. And we have to, as Ms. Fuller said, we have to look at history and sort of go off that and see where we can go to move forward to make this better.
In Charleston, how, like, what do you see happening in, you know, the Black community and or just around the Charleston area?
We need to go into our communities and talk about this. We need to see how they feel. And it's unfortunate, you know, there's that select few, but we can only do so much. You know, what can I do where I'm remote in Charleston, being a student leader from Charleston, but also in Morgantown? So what can I do statewide?
In Morgantown, with not that many students being on campus, is it more quiet here?
It's been quiet. I think that this is a time that people are taking for a little bit of introspection. And so I'm hoping that when students return to campus, that's what we'll find with them, because this is not going to be over in a month or two. These wounds are very open, you know, but hopefully we won't be pouring salt in them. You know, we will find some healing spaces.
From a generational standpoint, how do you see the Black Lives Matter movement differing from the Civil Rights movement?
When we're talking the two movements, you know, to a certain extent, there was more of an understanding about why the people during the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s were marching. But during our day and time, there's this kind of misrepresentation of equality. And so these young people are not satisfied. They're saying, my life matters. And that's all we're asking for, is that recognition.
And I think it's important for our generation, Aaliyah, to be that, okay, we're passing the baton. I feel like it is up to me to sort of address the subliminal racism that Ms. Fuller was talking about, you know, making sure that they know that police brutality and racial profiling and just recognizing that white privilege is real, making sure that we know that it's real, and making sure that we educate on why Black Lives Matter.
A lot of people don't understand what white privilege is. How do you explain that to somebody?
So white privilege is basically a system where, you know, whites are held to a higher standard, whether it be on purpose, whether it be subliminal. So history stands for that explanation of white privilege, I think.
Well, one of the things that I would say about white privilege is that what that really means is that white people have the privilege to not know. You know, they can go into a grocery store or any other store and not have an expectation that they're going to be followed.
Is it safe to say a different word for privilege would be white comfort?
Well, they live in their privilege. You know, you're walking in your privilege and in your comfort zone.
So I guess, Jihad, how would you explain the fact that why Black Lives Matter needs support from all races and how we'll get everybody on the same page?
It starts with that conversation where we're sort of going in that dialogue where we're educating back and forth. In addition to, I think, it's just the realization that, you know, Black Lives Matter wouldn't be if it wasn't necessary. How do we stop the pain in this nation? Because this is, as Ms. Fuller said, this is a national crisis. This is an attack on our nation.
I think it does start with some type of conversation, and maybe this will drive to the next point of social media. How have you got, are you on social media, Ms. Fuller?
Yes.
like Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. I am a proponent of social media for using it for certain reasons. I really feel that it's gone a little over the top in terms of communication because it takes away sometimes the nuances that we need to actually have legitimate conversation.
For me, I feel like, you know, social media is key for our generation.
Your generation lives and breathes by it.
I just think that it's kind of different because you might not have everybody's number that's on your Facebook account, so you can maybe spread the word quicker.
I agree in that regard, getting information out.
The videos of like the shootings and the police brutality, do you think those are like helpful, or is it just like, ugh, I wouldn't put that there?
No, I think that it is the reason that we're having this national conversation, and thus a good thing. I think that it holds people accountable.
Jahai, your thoughts on social media?
So I think it's really that connectivity that we get that's really important for our generation. You know, here in West Virginia, I honestly doubt that we would get real-time information if it wasn't for social media.
How do you think that social media plays a part in the families of the victims?
I really think that social media, or the companies of social media, should, I don't know, maybe... I honestly don't know the solution. I really don't. I mean, you can turn off where it automatically plays, but once it's out there, it's out there.
Ms. Fuller?
This need for this connectivity has its pros and its cons, and I think that's just one of them. We just, it's something that, yes, I feel that there's a negative impact on the families, but the most negative impact that is on the families is what has happened.
There's this hashtag, so what are we going to do? Is there really an answer?
I think that a quick look at the man in the mirror is our first start. We are in the heat of it, but there will some solutions come forward, I believe.
Jahad?
Once we are educated on the struggles of our people, the struggles of this nation, then I feel like we can move on into our communities and mobilizing our communities to, you know, actually come together.
I'm speaking with Jahad D. Dixon, Student Government Association Senator, and Ms. Marjorie Fuller, Director of the Center for Black Culture and Research. And I'm Aaliyah Brown for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Thank you.